So this morning, as I sit here with my Bible open and my coffee on my deck, I'm waiting to enter in to His presence, to hear His voice, the voice of the Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, my Bridegroom, my love. And I just wanted to share a quick testimony about the power of communication and intimacy. So guys, if you're listening, one of the greatest gifts you could ever give the woman in your life is to talk to her about your dreams, your hopes, your fears, your plans for you and for her. Be very, very specific, because us girls, we love specifics. And here's why I'm sharing with you this. I'm sharing this with you today is that when we have the intimacy with the Lord, it can take several different forms. It can be in the form of just feeling His presence. We can have visions. And then that can lead us down an investigative seeking trail of, what does this mean, Lord? You know, and it's fun because He conceals a matter and it's our pleasure to seek it out. He loves doing that, right? And we enjoy it as well. We have dreams. Dreams are His love language with us, right? Sometimes He touches us through others in our lives, His presence in others through prophetic words, through encouraging words. So God's love is ever present all around us in many different formats. But the one that I've recently experienced that I wanted to talk about today was when we hear His voice. And we've all been there where we don't hear His voice. I can say that with all confidence. You know, whether you're hearing the voice of the Lord now or not, I know that there's been times when you're not hearing it. Even if you do hear His voice, there's times when you won't hear His voice. It's like a period of silence, or, you know, we even see it modeled in the scriptures. There was the period between the last small prophetic book of Malachi and the next book that we see of Matthew. There was a period of silence for 400 years of God's voice. Nobody heard God's voice for various reasons, we know. But we know the pain in not hearing the voice of our loved ones, whether it's our intimate relationships with boyfriends, husbands, wives, best friends, children, parents, whatever it is, coworkers. The silence is very hard for us because we are communicators. God has created us to be people who enjoy each other, relate to each other, engage with one another through the power of communication. So I just came down from an experience with the Lord, and I kind of am seeing, you know, I'm not getting into details about that. That's not what this Vox is about. It's not about what I was seeing, because that's something that's for us, for me and Him. But what I want to talk about is how I feel after that experience. I feel so one with Him. I feel so in love with Him. Like, I just fell back in love with the Lord Jesus because I heard His voice through the power and presence of the Holy Spirit here on this earth, who He sent to be our comforter. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. As Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father in heaven, continuously interceding for us as our high priest before the throne of God, right? At the side of Jesus, at the right hand of the Father. We know that the Holy Spirit has been sent here to comfort us. And one of those primary ways for me personally that I receive His comfort is through His voice. And when I say voice, sometimes it's an audible voice. That wasn't my recent experience. I have heard the voice of the Lord about four times, but I didn't hear anything audible. But what it is it's a series of different communications that he does, whether it's through his word, his written word. I'll be reading his written word and I'll get a revelation and understanding. It'll tie in with another teaching from another trusted source that I follow, and that's confirmation. He'll start bringing to my remembrance things that he's shown me in the past, dreams and visions that I've had, things that I understood at the time, but then I didn't see play out. I didn't really see how that connected to anything, but I recorded it in my journal. And then here it is years later, potentially. Now it's all like he's bringing it back up again. And it's really, this is it. This is how he talks. He does talk this way. And you know, one thing I want to point out is hearing the voice of the Lord is very specific to you. The language that he will use, yeah, I mean, there's going to be similarities. He's going to use his word. He's going to use prophetic revelations through others or through your own spirit, the Holy Spirit will speak to you through the seven spirits of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, fear of the Lord. You know, you'll just get a knowing. You'll have a vision. You'll get that feeling. You'll get that understanding. And some of it's very difficult to explain to other people if you're not experiencing it. You just know that you know that you know, because it's kind of like an intimate talk between you two. Things that nobody else would ever know. Like, what are the odds in that this and that and the other? And oh my gosh, I know without a shadow of a doubt, I know that I know that this is God speaking to me and confirming what he's trying to say. Here it is again. This person said this, I saw that, and here it is again in this format. He'll use whatever format he can get his hands on. Whatever you're willing, if you're in the theater watching a Disney movie, if you're reading a book, if you're watching a show, if you're speaking to a friend, if you're walking down the road, you know, there's so many different formats that he uses. Little things all around you. You know, it's crazy. If you just open your eyes, open your ears, open your heart to believe and hope and trust and receive it, and then keep a log. One of the things that helps me a lot is my log. I keep a journal. I log things, even if it's just things that, you know, I switched my car insurance from Geico to Progressive on this date. Okay, I just make like a quick note of that, because that word Progressive may come up later on and he may be using that to speak to you. That's just an example. And I hope I haven't lost you now. You may say, you're crazy. But I promise you, if you just ask and pray right now and say, Lord, I want to hear your voice. If you're not hearing his voice, or if you haven't heard his voice in a while, just turn to him. Rekindle that flame. All you have to do is look to that bush. Stop for a minute and say, oh, that's odd. You know, just like when Moses was walking in the wilderness and he saw that bush on fire that wasn't consumed. It was just something different, something odd, caught his attention. And he's just probably thinking, it's interesting. Right there, God has your attention, and he starts a conversation from that. So my experience is now that I fell back in love with him, and I want to relate this to our worldly experiences with relationships. There's nothing worse than not having open communication with people. You know, having to fill in the blanks and draw conclusions, or just have faith and just go on a hunch that you can trust someone, that you understand someone, that you know what someone's about to do, or that, you know that they'll follow through, or that you do have a good relationship with someone, but they don't ever talk to you. They don't ever confirm that love or that trust or that intimacy or that friendship. They don't ever talk. They just kind of assume it. You know, those are really challenging situations. We as communicating individuals, God has created us. We want fellowship through communication. And so I just want to leave this word with you, because I am a witness. I am a testimony. I am prophesying to you the power in the communication with the Lord Jesus. It's not enough just to pray a quick prayer, to read a little verse, or skip days without having this, because we know how destructive it is in the natural. Imagine how much more so in the spiritual. It's very destructive. You know, what happens is if you don't have that communication with your loved one, then you start to just start drawing conclusions that aren't right. You start assuming things that aren't accurate. And it creates a wedge. It can build resentment. It can create a drift, a gap. And it just keeps, you just keep moving off from that person. And before you know it, you're not even speaking to them anymore. You're not even understanding them anymore. And, you know, there's a lack of, I don't even care anymore. Because, you know, if that person cared, they'd come talk to me. You know, and we've all been there. And our pride gets in the way. Our flesh of have it now, I want this now, gets in the way. But I want to encourage you, just as you understand, God has given us these natural understandings through natural relationships. I feel like He really models His relationship, His spiritual relationships and revelations and understandings are always given to us, sometimes first in the natural. You know, we see in Israel all throughout the Bible how they had a physical, natural temple with physical sacrifices and priests that would stand before the Lord and intercede for the people and lift up prayers of incense. This stuff was all concrete, physical stuff you could touch and see and feel and smell with all your natural senses, because it was a foreshadowing. It was a teaching experience for them, so that they would be so familiar with that when the Lamb of God came and was crucified and died and His blood was shed, and now He died for our sins and stands before the Father as our intercessor, and now our prayers go up before Him continuously, and we see that now we can understand it. We can understand that. So God will use natural experiences first. Sometimes you'll experience something in the natural, and then all of a sudden you'll be like, oh, this is a spiritual revelation, an understanding. I can understand this. I can own it. I have a real experiential understanding of this now. So now I can go tell people and explain it. This is how it works in the spiritual. I understand it. Now I can tell others. Things like that has happened to me on many, many occasions with feeling. I can feel oil dripping down my forehead in prayer. And then it takes me into Psalm 92:10, where it says, my horn you have exalted like a wild ox, and I've been anointed with fresh oil, and my eyes look exultantly upon my foes. So you see, He anoints you. You know, one time I was praying, and I felt my fingers were bound together, like in the shape of the shin, you know, like this Dr. Spock sign, which at the time I didn't know what that was, but I felt it. I'm like, why do my fingers feel bound? They don't look bound, but they feel bound. And here He opened up, He took me into His word, and He showed me in His word how the priests would pray. And then I learned through teachings how in Israel, how they would really do that. They would wrap the tzitzit, the tallit knots, the strings that would hang from the prayer cloth, they would wrap those around their finger, and they'd create like a tent over their head and then wrap it around their other finger, so that they had that like secret place under the shadow of the Almighty that we see demonstrated for us in Psalms. Things like that. The names of God was wrapped around my fingers. I was invisible to the enemy, so to speak, you know. So I felt water dripping on my face once, and there was no water there, but I could have sworn I felt it. So I go into the scripture, and there in Ezekiel, how He teaches you, He will sprinkle clean water on you, and He'll take your spirit of flesh out, and He'll remove your spirit of stone, or your heart of stone, sorry, and He'll put within you a heart of flesh. And I said, oh my gosh, I experienced this in the natural, but it was a spiritual principle that He wanted to teach me. And so I own it. I have a real understanding of it. I'm not parroting another teacher or another prophet. I actually have that experience I can teach from, and I can understand, and I can share and grow in my trust and intimacy and understanding with Him. One other thing was I felt something in my hand on the plane when I was praying. I felt like a metal object extending from my left hand. And I knew it was heavy. I knew it was metal. I knew it was like silver even. And I was like, this is crazy. What is this, Lord? And he takes me into Hebrews, teaches me that he holds a scepter and he is in us. Jesus is in us. So everything that Jesus has that's righteously his, through the price that he paid to die, live a sinless life, die on this earth, become the second Adam, take our place, go to hell for us, die, go to hell, be raised from the dead, resurrection life, he's in us. So everything that's his is ours, and we're going to experience it, and it's our inheritance. So he just shows me, I'm like holding a scepter. So he takes me into Hebrews, and then he takes me into the whole book of Esther. And I understand that we carry that before the king. We can go into the throne room boldly because and then he will extend his scepter out to us and spare us. He wants to hear us. He wants to hear our voice. What do you have to say? Speak, my daughter. Speak, my love. You know? So all these good things. But anyway, all about communication. All about communication, guys. So when you have that, you can step out. You know, hey, God's talking to me. Just like when you have a natural relationship and you have a really good intimate conversation with someone, you walk away from that knowing the trust that you have in that person, the relationship, the deep relationship you have, and you can go forward in strength and power without fear, without any sort of mindset that of like not really knowing where your relationship stands with that person. You know that you know. So I want to encourage you to seek it, ask for it, dive into his word, seek out prophetic teachings, listen to trusted prophets who have revelations, wait on the Lord in prayer for your own revelations, ask for dreams and visions, confirmation after confirmation of his word, and just open up the communication. And I promise you, just like in the natural, if you say, let's have it, you know, we need to talk. We need to really sit down and talk. You need to really sit down and talk with your Lord and Savior Jesus. And I promise you, it'll be the most powerful thing you could ever do. I say this very reverently, but even communication, I feel, is even more powerful than having like intimate sexual relations with someone, because, you know, you might even be able to do that without really knowing what's on the heart of the person or what's in their mind or their dreams or hopes or fears or will, and how much they love you and their encouraging words for you. But it trumps it. You know, it's above it. The communication is above that. And so that's why I feel like we could even have communication, intimate communication with people without even having to worry about doing that premarital sex, fornication in relationships, because communication is so much greater. So I want to encourage you to seek that out with your natural relationships, but also with your Lord and Savior, Jesus. Just sit down in prayer. What's it look like? Just say, here I am, Lord. What's on your heart today? Talk to me. Open his word. Start there. Put on your favorite worship song and just wait and worship him. It says in the scriptures that we enter into his gates with thanksgiving in our heart, and we enter into his courts with praise. So there you are. You're entering into the outer courts with praise and thanksgiving, and then into the inner courts with worship. And then you get into that Holy of Holies where the voice of the Lord is present and you hear his heart for you. Seek it out. You know, sometimes he comes running after us when we are down and out, and he will. He will do that. I had an experience where he came in, delivered me out of sin that I had no business partaking in, and it was the spirit of the fear of the Lord that came upon me in that situation. That's what it felt like and looked like. But what it was him coming in, rescuing me, picking me up on his shoulder, taking me out of that burning building, basically. But he loves you, and he will find you. He will find you. He'll come running after you in your deep and dark moments. But I don't want you to have to wait for that. What kind of price and destruction are you going to have to go through and pay for by waiting for that thing to happen to you, you know, just seek him and just say, here I am, Lord. So, Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I worship you for revelation. And I want to impart to my listeners what you have given me, the gift of communication. So I entitled this message, Consummation Through Communication, because I feel that it's the greatest level of intimacy and understanding and trust and relationships. So I bless you in Jesus' name.